All right, Milton steps up and throws an interception to the 40. He was looking for Span Ford, but he threw it right in the arms of Bobby Okereke. I mean, right to him.
Yeah.
What a great call from Brad Sham. That is yeah. Something I will miss about this season. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And it is a new year, new predictions. 877-881-1053. Give us a blazing hot sports opinion for 2026. Would one of you fine gentlemen like to start? Would you like me to go to the text?
Go ahead and go to the text, Kevin.
All right. From the 214, Cowboys won't win 6 games next year. Is that a hot enough take for you, Corey?
Nah.
Oh, okay.
It's getting ready to boil.
I think this will not be a hot enough.
Now, you say 3 games. Now we got something hot going.
Okay.
Now we're cooking with grease.
From the 214, we miss Liam Bischel.
That could be a hot take
or just about the last thing.
No, that is definitely a hot take this again.
I feel like you agree with that take.
The Mavericks are going to make the playoffs, gentlemen, and screw over everybody's desires to finish with a very high draft pick. And so we're going to have to settle for your kid from Garland, Kevin.
Okay.
Is the only possible pick that we have
your
out
face
there.
Face doobie.
Yeah.
All right. Do you really? Is that your hot take?
I think the Mavericks are going to make a run that puts them in position to be like in the play-in game. And then they're going to win a play-in game, and you're going to tell everybody, look, if they lose the playoff game, though, or the play-in game, then that puts them in position to still get the number one overall pick like last year.
Okay, Alec, I'm going to need to do some work on my hot pick because we were going to do this on Monday. Just too much fun stuff to talk about. And on Monday, I wrote the Stars will win the cup. Do you think that feels like that's become a way hotter
take? NBA in-season
cup? No, the Stanley Cup. It feels like in the last couple of weeks, that has become a really hot take with the way that the Stars have been playing right now. So instead, I'm going to pivot like a coward.
Aww.
The Rangers will finish below 500 again. You know, they have finished above 500 one time in the last 9 seasons.
Won the damn World Series
that
year.
That's true. Yeah. And if you tell me...
What about the last 10 seasons?
Twice.
Okay.
So I
do like how you... That number
Did I arbitrarily stop it right there? That's a fair point.
Why is 5, 10, 50... Why is 20... Why round numbers like that the one that makes us feel better?
And you know what's really funny? Because I think of 25 as a round number, even though people
it's
are
not,
like,
yeah.
That's an odd number. But yeah, that's a good question. But it was because they had the run of 6 straight losing seasons, and then they won the World Series, and then they haven't been above 500 the last 2 years, though they were at 500 this past year. I'm going to say they're going to finish out a decade of baseball in this kind of like scope and have one winning season. I think they will finish below 500 again because much like everyone's excited to see what the Cowboys will or will not do in free agency, you've seen what the Rangers will not do in free agency, and it's mostly discussion of we have to improve from within. And so that's going to be, I hope I'm wrong, but that's going to be my sports hot take is that the Rangers finish below 500.
I got a question
I hate it
to ask you and you guys. This person has now texted in a couple times.
Oh, great.
Y'all love shoddy interviews and press conferences. Y'all like culture over wins. And then they said, Cowboys will miss the playoffs again, but it's okay since y'all have great interviews with Shoddy. We don't have any interviews with Schottenheimer. So
Whoops.
We don't benefit from that. We got one.
That's true. We talked to him one time.
They got cut short. And anyway, that's a long story. So we don't do that. But did he not coach the offense well this year?
For the most part.
Well, I completely understand. I understand.
No,
there
for the most part.
There
yeah.
are things that you and Bobby hated that he did because I personally think he didn't trust his defense. Now, you guys are like, when you don't trust your defense, you should even go more. And sometimes they get a little more conservative. Yeah. I thought he was a good coach when it came to what his responsibility was.
Yeah.
He had a defensive coordinator and a GM that went light on making sure they had the talent. That was bad. And so now what we're hearing is the first thing he did was stand up and raise his hand and say, we got to move on from this and get something new because I didn't like what I saw. I'm going to give Schottenheimer a chance a little bit longer than to say, oh, he just does great interviews and he's a miserable coach.
Yeah, and like if we were 2, 3, 4 years in, I feel like I would go along with that a
yes,
lot better.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. If you saw the same thing like that over and over, I feel like I'm hoping that I see something different from Shotty.
And if you know anything about me, I'll just speak for me. I hate when we run press conferences. We have content to get to.
Yeah,
all right?
Kevin is like, I've done work.
Yeah, exactly. So, no, I don't agree with that whatsoever. From the 817, the Texas Rangers, oh, Alec, all right, it's going to start out bad, but then it's going to get good, okay? The Texas Rangers will finish dead last, I'm assuming in the American League West next season, but then win the World Series in 2027.
Oh.
All right, so but you'd make that trade, right?
Oh, that's a fair trade. Yeah, I'm taking that 100%.
From the 214, I'll read most of this. Miriam Adelson has leverage on Adam Silver, so the Mavericks get the number one pick again. That would be badass. If you could pick between DeBonsa and Peterson, oh my gosh, that would be freaking awesome.
Leverage, like how'd they acquire that leverage?
You know what? That's a good question.
I listen to the CIA podcast. Is, so you have thoughts?
From the 210, Stars win the cup and Robo wins the Conn Smythe. And you know what? For another time, I did the research on the Stars salary cap and figured out a way that we can make that happen if he wins the Conn Smythe. But I love it. Bobby, you have moved your microphone into position, I'm assuming, because you have something to say.
I want to give my hot takes for you. Okay, because
oh, no.
I think you're gonna.
Are they about sports?
Yeah, and one of them is just particularly painful to me. One, Chris Young's gonna be fired before the end of the season.
Ooh,
he'll be an in-season firing. Cody Campbell and the Texas Tech Red Raiders are gonna win the national championship next year.
Ooh,
and then the one that this will hurt me because in some ways it would validate someone to hate. Not really, but people try to claim it. The Mavs win the play-in, and then they beat the Lakers in the first
Whoa!
Round. And not even because I believe that necessarily, more just because it feels like that would be a way that it would taunt me because of how comfortable I've gotten telling Sean that the Lakers were going to have a better record and he'd owe me a bottle of liquor. But that's just kind of what I'm feeling because they're just so bright-eyed and bushy-tailed now, these Mavericks.
And then after they've done that, then Nico is rehired.
Oh,
and they're like, he's actually
God.
Been ghost managing this thing the whole time. And Bobby has to be like, dadgummit.
You'd have,
and then he reveals, like Wizard of Oz, he's going to take off his Nico mask, and it's going to be Mike McCarthy.
And then he takes off the Mike McCarthy mask. He's actually Liam Neeson from The Naked Gun.
Oh,
wow.
What a twist.
Thank you.
And
well done, scriptwriters.
You guys have either watched the new Naked Gun or been watching too many episodes of Scooby-Doo to come up with this evaluation.
Is it a hot take to say that Harbaugh had to go? That this was time?
I mean,
I think he's a good
coach.
I might
be the wrong person to ask, but I thought it was time.
I think he's a good coach. I think he's a very good coach. What he's accomplished. I mean, Tony Dungy pointed out 10 out of 12, all the things that he's done. And but I feel like I saw a team that wasn't invested in what he was doing anymore.
Yeah.
And when I watched some of the footage behind the scenes in Baltimore, the energy seemed low in that place.
And I think people get too caught up with, like, your overall resume. And, like, sure, he's the favorite to be the Giants coach now. Great. Because the Giants are like, hell yeah, I'll take that. But the Ravens aren't in that place. The Ravens are, we're ready to go. We're ready to be in the playoffs. We're ready to win right now. We feel like we've constructed the roster appropriately. And you can't get us over the hump. Look across every sport. How many times have you seen a manager who is an objectively good coach or manager, but you just can't get that last little bit and you got to go?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like, that happens all the time. All right, Alec, what are you thinking? What's your hot take for 2026?
Not going to lie, Kevin, you took mine, but I had another.
Oh!
I actually have something non-DFW related within the NBA. I do not think that the OKC Thunder will make it back to the conference championship.
What has happened to them?
They've lost their last two. They look a lot more human. Their ideal starting lineup has not been very good this season in terms of win-loss record. But they just seem slower. They seem like they're slowing down, and it feels very reminiscent, to bring it back to DFW Sports, of the 2024 Texas Rangers, where it was that postseason run, man. it took a lot out of us. It's a bunch of young guys on that team or just people that haven't really seen that level of success and had to make that deep of a run. So I think they might be kind of feeling the effects of, we're playing in the triple digit realm of games because we are so good and we don't know how to handle it. So I think that they are going to slow down and they're not going to make it as far in the postseason, just making the conference even more weird and even more wide open, which I think makes it fun. I think they're still really good and I think they're going to make a playoff run. Obviously, they're still very, very good. But I think the amount of games played and the amount of time spent on the floor for such a young team is probably going to catch up to them.
Kevin, you know, in all the coaches we've ever talked to, that have been at that level, won a championship, they all know you can't drive in that gear all the time.
Sure.
You have to downshift a little bit and then work your way back up into it. There has to be somewhere else to go.
Yeah.
Because if you're in that max, you're hitting that red line all the time on nights that really aren't even red line nights.
You're going to crap out.
Yeah, and you're going to run out of gas.
Yeah. No, I think that is...
How quickly they can fill their tank back up is the question.
Yeah, I think that is fair from the... let's see.
There's a lot of texts.
Yeah, there really are. From the 817, hot take, the great... Man, this is interesting. The greatest thing to happen around AT&T and Globe Life next year is going to be the Arlington Grand Prix IndyCar race.
Dude, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Be prepared for descending stars from all over the world.
Man, and what a year for that. Both in terms of the IndyCar race, in terms of the World Cup, like... A lot of spotlight is going to be on Arlington this year.
972, hot take, Cody Rhodes loses the belt to Drew McIntyre. After Cody
Rhodes, I think that's possible.
After what Cody Rhodes did in the Naked Gun, I think that's definitely something that's up for grabs.
Do you know he's also going to be Guile in the upcoming
Street Fighter movie? He's perfect for Guile.
I can see
that. Even has the tattoo on his neck that represents America.
Yeah, that's true. From the 682, the Dallas Cowboys will hire Brian Flores and make it to the NFC Championship game. Well, hell yeah. I would love to see what they're actually willing to spend to make that happen.
You still have to add players for Brian Flores.
Oh, you mean he won't just magically get better?
He can't just scheme up that. He has actually have players that can do it.
I'm pretty sure you can scheme pressure.
You can!
We just couldn't.
You just have to have players that can do it.
Gotcha. And not have a coordinator who's somebody you traded for a different player, and he's like, the hell we are going to play that guy. From the 469, Corey Seager plays 130-plus games and wins the MVP. However, that is followed up almost immediately by, from the 817, Wyatt Langford wins the AL MVP. And one of the reasons this came up, besides it obviously being the new year, Kennedy Landry threw out a prediction for the Rangers and said Wyatt Langford goes 30-30. And she added, Langford going 40-40 would be too big of a jump. But the 23-year-old hit 22 home runs with 22 stolen bases in his second big league season through a trio of oblique injuries. So let's have him jump up to 30-plus home runs, 30-plus steals. That feels like that would be a step in the right direction. And if he can do that and the Corey Seager thing comes true, well, then here we go.
I saw our friend Mike Bassick made a comparison of Wyatt to Pete Crow Armstrong.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty impressive what Wyatt's done.
I like it.
Get ready.
And then I don't know if this is a prediction as much as this is just what they want to happen. Trade Dak and get Kyler Murray. I mean, that would be pretty stunning.
After what Dak just did?
If that happened, hey.
He might finish second in MVP voting this year.
I don't.
Yet again.
I don't think that will happen. No, it won't. The best he'll finish is third.
You don't know that.
I guess that is true. I feel very, very confident.
I'd vote for him.
He'll win it next year.
Okay. Now,
that's my bold pick.
We saved the hottest take for last.
That's for 27, Bobby. All right.
Whatever hot takes you think you heard, we saved the biggest one for last. From the 214, Will Grier will go down as the greatest Cowboys quarterback in franchise history.
I love this person.
We better start soon.